Digital Disruption, a leader's guide for business development in the digital age. What a mouthful. Makes you wonder, are we really in control in this digital day and age, or are we just along for the ride?
That's the question, isn't it? And thankfully, this book is more of a roadmap than like a warning siren, you know? It's all about how to not just survive, but really thrive amidst all this digital change we keep hearing about.
Okay, so let's unpack that a little bit. Digital disruption. It's everywhere you turn these days, but what does it really mean? I mean, for businesses, for regular people like you and me, is it just a fancy way of saying tech is everywhere now?
It's more than that, and the book does a really good job of explaining exactly why. It's not just about the technology itself, it's the ripple effect. Think about how Netflix changed how we watch movies, how suddenly renting DVDs seemed like, I don't know, ancient history, or how Amazon changed the entire game when it comes to shopping.
Oh, for sure. I remember thinking, am I ever even going to set foot in a bookstore again?
Right. It's about recognizing those shifts early on, seeing disruption not as this big scary thing, but as an opportunity to do things differently, maybe even better.
So instead of being the next Blockbuster, you got to figure out how to be the next Netflix.
Exactly. And the book actually gives a lot of examples of companies who did just that, who saw a need, saw a better way of doing things, and weren't afraid to kind of shake things up.
Okay, so that brings us to digital transformation, which I'm guessing is a little bit more involved than just buying the latest smartphone, right?
You're telling me. This is where it gets interesting. The book really stresses that true digital transformation is a complete mindset shift. It's about rethinking everything, how you work, how you connect with customers, your whole approach.
So it's not enough to just have the technology. It's about how you use it to make your entire business model evolve.
Exactly.
Yep.
And the book goes deep into how to actually do that effectively, how to implement these changes. It uses these really interesting case studies, too, to show what works in the real world.
Well, speaking of case studies, I saw that they use Amazon, Netflix, and Tesla as prime examples, and those are some heavy hitters. What did they do that was so different, so groundbreaking?
Well, what's fascinating about these companies is they all made being digital first the core of everything they do. It wasn't just some side project. It was the heart of their strategy. Mm. They weren't afraid to take risks, you know, to try things even if they might not work out. Actually, they kind of embraced failure, saw it as a way to learn and adapt super quickly.
So it's like that whole move fast and break things idea, but in a way that actually, you know, pushes you forward.
Yeah, exactly. And that actually connects directly to another big idea. The book really hammers home digital innovation. And again, it's not just about having the coolest gadgets. It's about finding these new and creative ways to solve problems and using technology as the tool to do it.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
But how do you actually build that kind of culture? You know, one that's really innovative.
Yeah.
Whether it's at a company or even just in your own life. I feel like that's always easier said than done.
Oh, absolutely. It takes work, that's for sure. But the book gets into some really practical stuff, like tactical things you can do. It talks about how important it is to encourage people to experiment, to try new things, and to be okay with making mistakes along the way.
So not just accepting mistakes, but actually seeing them as, like, learning experiences.
Exactly. Like, instead of thinking, oh, I messed up, you think, okay, what did I learn from this? How can I do it better next time? And that's huge, whether you're a CEO or just trying to, you know, improve your own skills.
It's like that growth mindset everyone's always talking
about.
And speaking of practical advice, the book also goes into something that I think can be really intimidating for a lot of people. Funding. You know, how do you actually get the money to make these digital initiatives happen? I imagine that's not always easy.
Oh, no, it can be a real hurdle. And the book doesn't sugarcoat it. It really emphasizes how important it is to have a rock solid business case when you're going after funding. It actually gets into different financial models, too, like venture capital versus crowdfunding, which I thought was super helpful.
So it's not just about having a cool idea. It's about knowing how to, like, package it, present it in a way that's attractive to investors.
Exactly. You have to speak their language, show them why your idea is worth investing in, how it's going to make money. And that's where something like this book can be so valuable. It gives you that framework for thinking about your digital initiatives strategically from a business perspective.
It's like having a roadmap, not just for understanding the whole digital landscape, but also for navigating, like, the world of investors and getting that funding.
Precisely. But it goes even beyond just the numbers, the financial piece of it all. It also brings up this really crucial point that I think sometimes gets lost in all the excitement around digital transformation.
Oh, what's that?
It spends a good amount of time talking about sustainability in this digital age.
Sustainability, huh?
Yeah.
That's interesting. It's easy to get so caught up in the technology and the potential for growth that we forget about the bigger picture, you know?
Exactly. And I think that's what I appreciate about this book. It doesn't shy away from those important conversations. It really reminds us that digital transformation shouldn't just be about, making as much money as possible. It's about building something that's both ethical and sustainable over the long term.
So it's about making sure that this digital future we're building is actually a good one for everybody, not just a select few.
Right, exactly. It means really thinking about the impact of our digital choices, making sure everyone has access to these opportunities, and not just using these advancements for, well, you know what I mean.
Yeah, using them for good.
Yeah.
It's a lot to wrap your head around, but it seems like this book gives you the tools to at least start asking the right questions.
It really does. And it leaves you with something I think is really important to think about. How can we, each of us, harness all this digital power responsibly? How do we make sure it benefits people and the planet? It's not an easy question to answer, but it's one worth asking.
Definitely something to ponder. Well, you've convinced me. It's going on the reading list. Digital Disruption, A Leader's Guide for Business Development in the Digital Age. If you're listening and want to check it out yourself, you can find it over at dutchgreenfields.com. Thanks for diving into this with us.